What's up, people? Happy Saturday. It's your boy Ryan Tolman checking in with you guys. One take. We're going to do episode number 13 on Anchor here of the mini podcast, Ninja Realtor. So it is February 2nd. It is 1:30 on Saturday. And coming out of the basement today, I'm just sitting in my couch in my basement. It's crazy blizzard out here in Warman, Saskatchewan. We have a ton of snow. It's been minus 30 all week. Definitely going to have to bust the shovel out later, but I just wanted to apologize initially if I sound a little bit low energy. I've had the flu for the last day or so here. Just feel, you know, weak, achy, you know, fever. I don't want to push any of that negative low energy onto you guys, but if I sound a little low energy, that is why. So bear with me. One take. I wanted to check in with you guys this weekend for sure. You know, I was hoping to do one a little earlier this week, but priorities got in the way. I'm going to make sure I get it in regardless, but I had a couple of deals come out of nowhere. Lots of stuff going on. So without further ado, guys, we're going to get into it. We are going to do a topic today, and this is going to have to do with how to find out if you should be a realtor or not. You know, it's more of just a realtor. It's how do you know if you're an entrepreneur type? You know, if you're a business person? Well, I have something that's, you know, kind of a qualifying question or even a feeling that you can ask yourself, and it's going to help lead you in the right direction for sure. So, you know, a lot of these, even though it's Ninja Realtor, a lot of these topics might so far have to do more with the business side of things, the realtor side of things. But that's because I've accomplished a lot so far in business, you know, and as a realtor at a pretty young age here. You know, I'm coming on 7 years. Like I said, I've consistently been making six figures, learning a lot regardless of the economy. You know, I've been in a great economy. I've been in a very poor economy and learned a ton of stuff along the way. So that's where a lot of this value I feel comes from. I'm only a 3-stripe blue belt in jiu-jitsu and a 3-patch blue belt in Bang Muay Thai. So I don't want to come giving on a whole bunch of, you know, MMA advice. I've never had any MMA fights. I do compete in jiu-jitsu, but that's why I like to, you know, come and tell you guys what's going on in the MMA world in my life, just so I can show you, you know, that I'm leading by example. I'm still training. I'm still putting the work in. I'm just not going to be giving crazy amounts of advice because I haven't necessarily earned that. So maybe more of that will come, but let's get into that right now. So it's been a really good week as usual. You know, I did Gi Jiu-Jitsu Monday, as well as a push day for weights in the morning. I did Bang Muay Thai Tuesday night, and I did some calves and deadlifts that morning on Tuesday. Following to Wednesday, I took the day off weights, but I did Gi Jiu-Jitsu again in the evening. And Thursday, I did a little bit of arms in the morning, again with my physio, with my stretching, with my movements. And then I did Bang Muay Thai at night. And I kind of felt something coming on. You know, I just felt a little bit off. I felt like there was potential I was getting sick, but I'm a big believer in the placebo effect, and I didn't want to put it in my head that, you know, I'm going to accept that I'm going to be ill. So I kind of ignored it. I trained really hard Thursday night. I probably shouldn't have. You know, that might have pushed me over the edge. I haven't had the flu forever, you know, but the weak, achy bones, the chills, low energy, you know, it sure takes a lot out of a guy. So the one thing I didn't get to do this week is my upper legs and a little bit of back stuff. And if you know me, the one thing that kills me is taking any time off. You know, I'm not the type to make excuses. I don't care if it's the holidays, whatever. I'm going to get my workouts in. I'm going to get my training in. You know, I like that 6 day a week type of thing. And it's just so tough because I know I need to chill now. I'm trying to listen to my body, but I almost feel guilty that I can't push legs this week. But we'll see how I feel tomorrow on Sunday. Maybe I'll get it in. Likely, I'm just going to you know, take the day off, rest. I don't even know if I'll be training Monday yet. We'll kind of see what happens, but solid week of training besides that, you know. So next week I'm hoping will be the same thing, but this week in business, guys, lots of stuff happening. I had a deal close a week early. They lifted the conditions after an early home inspection. That was a pleasant surprise because that doesn't seem to happen too much these days anymore. You know, things get dragged out to the end. People are wondering what's going on, and then they finally remove. So that was a pleasant surprise. I also had a buyer client deal come out of nowhere. You know, we had a deal at $412,500 come through. Hoping everything goes through, but we're just still waiting on financing and home inspection. So a couple of new opportunities, but I'm going to keep this one a little bit short based on how I feel. So we're going to get right into the topic. Again, one take, guys. These are things that are going on in my head. I don't plan too much. I don't prepare. I might, you know, quickly think through a couple of things I want to hit on before I press play, but this is authentic. This is genuine. So let's get it. How to find out if you should be a realtor or not. Me? Okay, I knew this early. I did labor jobs, you know, you name it, I did it. You know, I built decks. I worked at a truss plant. I worked in a warehouse picking orders. I screen printed. I did telemarketing. I did a ton of different random jobs, different labor jobs. And not only the thought of those kind of jobs, but also the thought of being paid by the hour, you know, a safe, secure job with an hourly wage made me sick to my stomach. You know, at a young age, at, you know, 18, 19, I just felt sick to my stomach thinking about that. I felt like I would be stuck, you know. So that was the one hint that, you know, maybe I do want to be a business person. Maybe I do want to be on my own, self-employed, you know, entrepreneur type of thing. But you also have to have belief in yourself. You know, you really have to believe if someone else has done it, then I can do it too. And you really have to be willing to take that risk, you know. A safe, secure job with an hourly wage, at least you know you're going to get paid. There's a lot of risk with being an entrepreneur, with being a business person, with being a self-contracted realtor, because the expenses keep coming in, but nothing is promised. You know, if you're not selling, you're not making money. But I needed that. I trusted myself. I believed in myself. You know, I was like, I'll take all the risk of not making any money if I can put faith in myself and blow beyond the barrier of an annual salary. Yes, there's risk involved, but there's also opportunity, potential to make a ton of money, to build a business. You know, so just that feeling, just that initial thought of, I can rely on myself, I can do this. Other people have done it, then I can do it too. You know, I just knew I was willing to take that risk. I knew this is one life, one chance. If I don't do it, then I don't ever do it. You know, so if you have those jobs that are pretty secure, pretty safe, and you feel sick to your stomach, then maybe it is worth taking the risk to be a realtor. You know, if you believe in yourself, if you're a self-motivated person, if you're willing to take risk in order to get more gain, then maybe you should give it a shot. And you know, this isn't the only way to figure it out, obviously, but it's a bit of a gut feeling. It's a little something you have to play with. See how you feel in one of those secure jobs, you know? All I knew is hourly wage made me sick. Willing to take the risk I was, and I had to go all in, and I knew it. And I never looked back, you know, and I love the freedom. Yeah, there's ups and downs with what I do. There is going to be with anything, but you have to just embrace it. You know, you have to be all in. And I work on my terms. You know, I have that freedom, and I'm so happy that I chose this route at a young age. You know, I'm so happy I sacrificed making good money for a few years to get opportunities, to meet people, to learn. You know, so if I can pull six figures in a poor economy, then you can too. You just have to believe in yourself and be all in. So kind of vague, but we're going to leave it at that, guys. Like I said, not feeling too hot. I'm going to keep this one kind of short. Couple of new leads this weekend. I'm actually showing a house tomorrow in Saskatoon. I have another new lead for Monday, a new buyer client I'm going to be working with. I mean, I live by my schedule. You know, I write stuff down just so I don't miss opportunities, just so I don't have to carry the weight of trying to remember everything. But if you look at my schedule today on Saturday, you know, I have lots of stuff set up for the next week and the following week after that already. So always thinking ahead, always planning ahead, always setting stuff up for the future. Fortunately, I have, you know, a little bit of time to myself this weekend so I can kind of rest up, but I'm definitely going to have to bust out that shovel and do some shoveling later today. So could be worse. Not trying to bitch, not trying to complain. I had a tenant move out of a property of mine this weekend, so I'm looking for a new renter, but that's all good, you know. Nothing crazy as far as managing that. Just going to try and relax. Besides my showing tomorrow, I might try and hit up the sauna, you know, sleep good, rest, and hopefully I can get into training hard again next week. Hopefully going to watch some UFC fights tonight, but I don't know, with the new ESPN deal, like I don't have TV. You know, I just have Apple TV. I have Netflix, the UFC app, YouTube. That's pretty much all I watch. So I don't really know how to watch these new UFCs. I don't think they're going to be on Fight Pass, but Jose Aldo's fighting tonight. It's going to be a good fight. Marlon Moraes, I believe his name is fighting. Bunch of Brazilians. So hoping to watch some scraps later. Maybe that'll make me feel a bit better, but if that doesn't, hopefully another full night of sleep will. So I'm going to leave it at that, guys. Again, I apologize for the low energy, but I thought it was at least important to be consistent and get it in with you guys. Get it in on some real shit, you know, something that I was really feeling this week. How I knew that I should be a realtor, how I knew that I should be self-employed. Kind of a gut feeling, kind of a chance you have to take. So if you guys want to connect with me, Instagram at Ryan Toman. That's at RyanToMyn. I am Ryan Toman, and I'm out.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.